Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. Yes, welcome to the Love Journey. They call it a prayer line. I call it an experience. This is a place where we do love, praise, and inspiration. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to your new day where all things are washed away. I am Janine Ann Ingram. Yes, your transformational life coach, doing some amazing things in the planet. Yes, I am, and I'm excited. I know I've been playing this quite a bit, but I just want to hear it again this morning. Angie Wyman, the Lord's Prayer.
How they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sounded something like this. Shall we pray? 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 Here's what the Lord told us. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes, yes. Good morning, good morning. That was Angie Wine, and that was called the Lord's Prayer. You know, sometimes you wake up with just certain songs on your mind, and that was one of them. I tell you, Angie Wine. But I'm going to go back, and we're going to play another song, Joshua. This is Joshua, and this song is called Rain on Us. Joshua Rogers.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts. Surrender.
To the Love Journey, the Love Journey Inc. Welcome, Blog Talk Family. Welcome, Teleconference Line. Welcome, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach. Excited to be here because God is amazing. We're going to get ready and turn within, centering our minds and our thoughts on the one mind and one presence. And as we sit through our mind and our thoughts, take in a deep breath, breathing in through our nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and then release. Let's breathe, family. And release. Take in another deep breath and release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. and release. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious and Holy Spirit. I come before you today asking that every word of my mouth, every meditation of my heart, all will be absolutely acceptable in thy sight. As I call forth and invoke and invite the presence of my higher mind, my higher presence, I ask that every human created thought, every human created spirit, ego, yes, my human created ego, I ask that it be released right now, Holy Spirit. I ask that I bring myself to this space empty right now, that I may be filled by the presence of my higher myself. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless and possess every word, every thought. Possess my heart. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, divine presence of the one and truly presence, we give thanks. As we call forth an anointing on this line this morning, we give thanks for the anointing, for fresh anointing, fresh revelation, God. We give thanks for each and every person under the sound of my voice. We give thanks that doors are opening, God. We give thanks for a healing presence right now, God. We give thanks for your presence right now. We give gratitude right now, God, thanking you for all that is and all that shall ever be, God. Oh, because I'm just one grateful somebody, thanking you right now, God. Thanking you for the opportunities, God. Thanking you for profuse winds of abundance, God. Thanking you for new strategies and new ways of thinking. Come, Holy Spirit. For all that is, we give thanks for this new day, asking you to send your angels out on assignment to create a path that's created in ease, elegance, and grace, that this day will be so beautiful and amazing as we unfold the day of the present, that you have given us the gift of today, the present. Thanking you for our family and friends. Thanking you for food on our table. Thanking you for all the love that is showing up. Thanking you, Holy Spirit. Just thanking you, God. Thank you, God, as you rain down on us today. We ask you to come into this call today and bless each and every person, God. We call forth an anointing. Come forth, God. We thank you as we ask you to raise the vibratory energy of this call. On this day, we say amen, amen. And so it is. So it is. We give thanks. We give thanks. All right, Holy Spirit. We got to get ready and do a gratitude meditation with Ayana Vinzant. Because I just feel so grateful today. Grateful for the opportunity to be in this space. Grateful for all that God has given us and continue to give us. I'm just so grateful.
Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, I am so grateful. And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, I am so grateful. And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there. Or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful. And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold the thought form, I am so grateful. Grateful. Grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience. Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. Slow, complete exhale. Grateful. I am. Again, a long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. And a slow, complete exhale. Grateful. I am. And breathe. And experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of. Again, a long, deep inhale. And drop it. And wiggle your toes. And your fingers. And give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
blessed. All right, all right. This is The Love Journey. You tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your daily lover, excited about all of God's love. We're going to keep this train moving. We're going to call in our singers, Miss Zakiya, and I think Jackie too singing. I don't know. You know, they be switching it up on you. Let's sing our love song.
Good morning, Queen. God bless you.
Good morning, Z.
Good morning, love. And welcome back, and also welcome to the East Coast. Woo-hoo! Janine's on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Giving thanks and praise. Thank you, God. And now we can feel your beautiful energy right here on the East Coast, and we are all blessed to have you here with us. Thank you so much, and know that you had an amazing day yesterday. Good morning, family. Thank you so much, Janine. I am Zakiya Amina Lana, and we are going to be singing our beautiful and amazing love song. I love myself so much, so I can love you so much, so you can love you so much, so you can keep on loving me. And so I just invite you to unmute your phone, *6. And I don't know how the Blog Talk family will do it, but on the count of three, let's do it. 1, 2, 3. I love myself so much, so much, so I can love you so much, and you can love you so much. So you can keep loving me.
Come on,
I love myself so much. So I can love you so much. Oh, God. And you can love you so much. So you can keep loving me. I love myself so much. So I can love you so much. And you can love me so much. So you can keep the love in me. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful family. Thank you so much for not only singing that love song, but sending that love vibration out, so it just encompasses the entire planet, and it sends some special love to our beautiful lady, love. And I'm going to send it back to you, my beautiful queen. God bless you. Namaste, family. One love.
All right. You tuned in to The Love Journey. Yes, yes, that was our love song. I love myself so much so I can love you so much. All right, we're going to keep this train and this love experience moving. Calling in Mama Joy. Good morning, Mama Joy.
Well, good morning, good morning. Woo-hoo, yes, yes, you out on that East Coast. Praise God, praise God. Oh, I'm just so excited. God bless you, God bless you. Well, this morning, this is Reverend Mama Joy. Greeting you, children of the Most High, rock steady God. Well, we serve a God that never leaves us nor forsake us. And I tell you, this gets us to champion all over the place. And Lady Love, we're just so proud of you. And this morning I'm reading from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living. And this Wednesday, your piece of the rock, this little Jesus says, is choose right thinking. You know, regardless of appearances, choose right thinking. We do so by keeping our minds rock steady. Sound like Aretha Franklin, huh? Keeping our minds rock steady on things that are lovely, things that are true, things that are just and in divine order, beautiful and a joy forever. We do so by remembering always that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and always available to us. And remember, as we remain faithful to the idea of right thinking. Right thinking blesses us with fulfillment of our every need. And as we attain greater realization of the qualities and powers of the Spirit of God, the Christ within us, little Jesus, we realize that all things possible, and we're witnessing it even here on the love journey, all things are possible. So during the days, weeks, and months to come, keep a journal of all your thoughts. Keep a journal of all of your experiences. And at the end of the month, at the end of each month that you do it, review your journal. Review it so you can see whether you can identify benefits received as a result of right thinking. Galatians 5:22-23 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, or self-discipline. Amen, amen. Namaste. Thank
you. Wow. That was Reverend Mom Joy Sagar Ramza reading from the Daily Inspiration of Better Living. That was powerful. You've tuned in to the Love Journey this morning. Yes, 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 you've tuned in to the Love Journey. And we are here to bring you a powerful experience. Yes, we are. Thank you so much, Mama Joy. All right, this is the Love Journey, Inc. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach. We have a phenomenal guest speaker today. I want to quote something Gandhi said. Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. He said if we want to change the world, we must first change ourselves and change our consciousness. But how do we change our consciousness? By focusing on that transformation really is an inside job. But today I have an amazing health and wellness life coach. She owns a corporation called She Heals. She's a part of a powerful organization, Soul Purpose. She's a gift to the planet. If you ever want to see one of the most amazing smiles, you got to see it. My sister from another mister, Peggy Riggins. She know how to do it. I want you to put your hands together, give her a round of applause from one of the most amazing women God downloaded on the planet. Her name is Peggy Riggins. Come on, y'all. Let's send her some love. Woo! Star 6. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning.
Good morning, sister.
Happy, healthy, and healed. Happy, healthy, and healed.
How do you know that we happy, healthy, and healed?
Because change is the new black.
All right, all right.
Change anything. Change is who dramatically improve their lives.
Well, how do you know?
I'm making it happen.
I want you to give me my Reverend Knight. How do you know change heals our lives?
Because I tried it for myself.
Oh, wait.
I tried on myself first, and now I'm telling you all about it the best that I can. Good morning, Janine. Good morning, Love Journey. It's always an honor and a privilege to step up to the mic and talk to a community that's all about love. And I know that I'm in the right place this morning. People who are giving and receiving love is where it's at, and where it's at is where I want to be. I just first want to thank you so much for showing up on yesterday at the White House. I could have came through that TV when I saw that room of women working together for a common good. It is the time, it is an hour, and it showed me what I say often, that there has never been a better time to be alive than today, despite all the chaos, misunderstandings, and confusion and foolishness It has never been a better time to be alive. So I'm thankful this morning, Janine, to just share for a few minutes my profession as a registered pharmacist for over 30 years positioned me somehow to be a health writer, to speak across this country about one thing, and that is that you get one shot at this life. It's not a play act. It's the real deal. And you hold the cards to whether you have a good life or a bad life. It's totally up to you. Once you become responsible for what happens in your life, and everything begins to change in your favor. The universe works to conspire for you the things that you say out of your mouth that you want. And so we first declare what we want, then we find out how we're going to get it, and then we go after that in full force. So what I saw, Janine, was my community was not looking as it relates to health the way I wanted it to look. And so I Googled it, and I couldn't find, I searched all over, couldn't find a pharmacist that had a platform that I wanted to talk to people about. God's pharmacy is truly the grocery store, and when he heals, his medicine has no side effects, to teach the masses that you are your own best medicine and that there's no pill that I could dispense that will be more powerful than healing thoughts about how you want the world to be as it relates to you. So I wrote this book, the first chapter, after I decided to leave and walk away from pharmacy. Came from behind the counter, and I said, God, I know you are who you are. And if I am who Peggy Riggins says she is, then I have enough confidence to go forth and heal the masses. So the first chapter in my new reinvention was to write a book. The book's called You, Taking Care of You, 21-Day Fearless Self-Care Challenge. Second chapter in my life was to incorporate a company called She Heals, and it is dedicated to making the rest of your life, the best days of your life, through mind, body, soul transformation. And what I saw, Janine, and the love journey was that people were telling you what you need to do. Yes, you need to be healthier. Yes, you need to be happy. You need to be healed. But there wasn't a place that related to my community of how to do it. And so that's what I'm on a journey to do, to make sure that people know that you can live a better life. It's up to you. But your life first, Janine, has to become a sacred ground. And when it's a sacred ground, you teach people how to deal with you. You teach people how to love you, how to be in your company, how to be in your space. And so change anything. It is definitely the new science. And it's not willpower anymore. The key to change, if you need to make some changes, then you know that. But the key to change is understanding all of the powerful influences that shape your choices. So, again, I commend you for getting together as a community every morning to get on alignment, to get on one accord, because that's what's going to fuel your success. It is the support that you have in the outside world. So what about the book? The book is 21 days. It's wrapped all around 21-day habit theory. We know that 21 days, it takes about 21 days for a habit to really sink in. That's what it said. But I took it a little further, and I put this book in a journal format where every day you can reflect and take action. So journaling is so empowering. It enables you to work through your problems and emotions in a way to solve them privately, to recap, to just soak in and marinate on the world as you see it.
Peggy.
So I'm going to stop right there.
Okay. So this is what I want to ask you. You say this all the time. Give yourself to yourself before you give yourself away. How did you come up with that slogan and why?
It is amazing. It's been 25 years this year. I was in a seminar with the powerful, amazing, and awesome sister Susan Taylor from Essence, and she did an article called In the Spirit. And 1 month, that's exactly what she said, and it resonated on my heart When those words burst upon my consciousness, I was never the same. That's it. She had it. Give yourself to yourself. You have to put your own oxygen mask on. Nobody is coming to save you. Nobody is coming to rescue you but you. So if you give yourself 15, 20 minutes every day, as just as brushing your teeth, it becomes just a habit. You do it automatically. When you get giving yourself to yourself on a daily, regular basis, then you will see that your life will become so manageable that you will have power to bring into your life that which you say. You can get set free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. You find freedom in loving and giving to yourself. Therefore, then you can turn that around and give that which you want to others, and you'll be blessed with more of it back. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. So just, it's interesting we're talking about this because yesterday Oprah and First Lady Michelle Obama were talking about self-love and it being the most important factor in one's life. But so many people talk about self-love, but what does that really look like, you know? And that's what they was asking the question yesterday. What does self-love look like? What does that look like? How do you love oneself? Let's talk about that.
Well, the first thing I know is that it's an inside job, and it requires time and energy and focus. And loving yourself makes sure that you do great things for yourself. Nobody's talking about perfection. We're talking about giving it your all. When you know better, you do better. When we eat, we bring the outside world into our temple. We have to make sure that what we bring in is the best that we can. I'm not saying that you have to be any kind of way with your diet, but just try to do some good things. We know there are 91 minerals and vitamins. Try to get some because the body sustains itself. Every cell, organ, tissue should not have to fight for water, should not have to fight for vitamin B, D, E. It should be normal on a day-to-day basis that we know our body requires some things. And that love for ourselves will anchor us to bring those things into our body, bring those things into our world. Another important thing about self-love, it is giving love unselfishly. If you can't share love and support people and congratulate people and edify people that you are around, then that gives to your life a minus. So self-love is a process, and it is necessary to live a full, healthy, happy life. You have to love yourself and then love others. The other thing is that we have to try to stop being perfect with everything we do and just begin to do things imperfectly and not judge. Don't judge your sister. Don't judge your brother. They're neither good nor bad. They just are. Judgment sometimes leads to ways in which we self-sabotage ourselves. And so that's what love is, erasing all self-sabotages. In the book of Genesis, it said it was all good, and it was good. So we all need to know that we are all good. And yes, we mess up sometimes, but we have to forgive our own self and keep on track. And when a man does his best, or a woman does her best, what else is there? Self-love, self-care, stress-free. That is exactly why I wrote this book. That's exactly what I want to happen when people get their hands on it and read it. It goes through every area of your life. You cannot concentrate on one area when you talk about self-love.
So let's talk about this. You know, for me, I didn't always love myself in the way that I understand what self-love is today. I wasn't honoring my own choices. I wasn't listening to my own inner voice. And it was one of those days when I was in relationship issues and things were just not where I wanted to be. And I was sitting in the middle of the bed and I heard this still small voice said, "You need to learn to love you." And I'm like, "Learn to love me? What does that mean?" I didn't even know what love was. I didn't even know how to love me because I didn't know how that looked. What was your turning point in your life?
It was for love for me is when I brought a child into this world. It just took love to another level, and I knew that I had responsibility. So I think that is what drew me to a place of 100% loving myself the best that I could, because I wanted to be a shining star, a shining example for someone who I had brought into this world who I knew would need love, and the only way I could give love was to have it for myself first. So I think that was really my turning point of me, the little girl in my head, talking to this new woman who was approaching me and making sure that in my head, the voice in my head was telling me that love was it and that you needed to make sure that you're on point with love and get serious about loving yourself so that you can love others. So I'll say that point that was kind of a low point in my life with uncertainty and things of that nature came about a good thing, came about more love for me and my family and friends and really the whole world.
What are some of the things and examples you do to be the example of what self-love looks like for you?
I wake up every day to the dawn of a new day. And Janine, it says that in life we get about 30,000 times to wake up every morning, about 30,000 if we live the average of what they say 75 years. So what that looked like for me was 20,000 more mornings, maybe 20 more Thanksgivings where I get to sit around the table and love all my family and friends. And love for me was a decision to make sure that I would give my best and I would live life to the fullest every day that we have. I know we know not the time nor the hour, but while I'm here on this earth, I'm going to do some good. I'm going to leave a legacy where people remember that I tried to make a difference in this world. And every day I give love. And I've gained enough trophies and accolades and recognition. I'm out here searching, seeking every day for others who want to make a difference and gathering them in communities and working to make sure that we give love. So every day I try to eat something nutritious. Now, the day might not go where every meal is like that, but every day I don't want to end the day without saying, hey, this is for you. This is some energy. This is some fuel. This is what you need to make sure that your organs are running the best that you can. I give myself love. I take my blood pressure every day. I think as African Americans, that's a place where our health just hinders. So I want to make sure that I'm on top of that. So doing those things like eating better. And then 3 or 4 times a week, I try to make sure I move my body. So those are the things that I do. On a daily basis, Janine, I try to find somebody to bless every day. And that kind of wraps up my recipe, my prescription for love. And it starts one step at a time. And you mentioned about not loving yourself in the past, and one of the things is I have to make sure I have a heart of forgiveness, those who I need to forgive and those who, you know, just everybody that needs forgiveness. And most importantly, forgiving myself, saying, girl, Peggy, you didn't get it all right, but, you know, tomorrow's another day, and so let's make sure we don't look at the past, for the future is bright. And I keep that at the forefront. So that mind, body, and soul has to connect and be in alignment. And you don't have strength in the mind, you won't have strength in the body. You don't have strength in the mind and the body, then you can't do the spiritual work that needs to be done. So all of those things have to be alignment. So I ask myself, am I doing things to take me further to my goals and my purpose, or am I going further away with my actions? So we can talk, you know, the talk, but, you know, do we really walk the walk? And walking the walk is being in action. Love is an action step.
All right. Well, let's talk about this. You have a 21-day journey coming up of loving, 21 days to loving oneself. Journey. Let's talk about when does that start and what does that look like?
That looks like get on board right now. You can go to, there's a link you can go to on Facebook. You can pull up 21 Day Self-Care Challenge, or you can go to peggyriggins.leadpages.com. Peggy Riggins, PeggyRiggins.leadpages. PeggyRiggins.leadpages.com. And you just click on the link and join the private community. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be a guide and a mentor for people who are ready to take action and do the work to get to the place they want to be in their life. And it's all personalized. One person may want one thing where another may need some other area of their life. But the journey every day is a new phase, an area in your life. We even cover a day about finances. We talk about the changing phase of stress. Another day is creating your own sanctuary, a safe, sacred place in your home where you can get quiet and get still and think. Yoga, massage. We talk about the benefits of all of that. And every day after we talk and speak on a subject, Janine, there's a time for you to reflect and take some action steps. Talk about aging gracefully. And I just love it. Happy, being happy, and the importance of rest. We talk about food as medicine and weight loss, purpose, and the power of prayer. So I'm excited about the challenge, and I invite everybody to join. My goal is to have 100 people in the movement, in the self-care movement, in the community, to share with each other their experiences and to hold each other accountable for the work we need to do to get just where we want to be. And the purpose of the 21-Day Journal, the Facebook Challenge, is, you know, wellness is a journey, and it's a journey to be enjoyed. And it's not about taking away, don't eat that, don't do this. It's about gaining. It's about gaining principles and gaining core values and gaining new knowledge of what's happening to make your life run smoother. And that's exactly, you know, what we want to do, Janine. And certainly a piece of it, a big piece of it, is all about love. So again, I thank you for this opportunity for being on the call.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thank you for sharing your gift with us. So one thing I wanted you to explain, I heard you say this one time. You said the best thing you ever did for yourself was to release yourself from that job, the pressures and the things that were starting to make you not feel so good. Talk about that. How does that feel today?
Well, you know, that's a part of why, you know, the company called She Heals is because I said, you know, the medicine man in the Bible they talk about is a healer. And if I am a healer, I had found myself, and it's no derogatory statement in it, no meanness in the statement, but I was finding myself becoming sick. My blood pressure had went up. My weight was going up. My cholesterol level was going up because I didn't find the time. Everything was just rush, and I was in a hectic situation. And one of the things, I couldn't really talk to people because there was always a lot of people. People don't want to hear about their disease states around other people. There was no privacy, and the phones were ringing. Excuse me, the phones were always ringing. It was always noisy, and it was just not a calm situation. And so I looked at my sole purpose business. I looked at those products of healing to make you feel sexy and your skin to feel smooth and products to help heal and nurture you. And I said, you know, I have a foundation because we have to have foundation before elevation. So I said, maybe it's time to leave. Maybe it's time. Maybe I can do more good coming from the other side of the counter. And I tell you, Janine, this first year has been amazing and awesome. I've been all over the country, and I've even been to Cancun out of the country. So I'm looking for more of that to come. I'm just honored and privileged that God gave me the resources, the knowledge to take my profession as a pharmacist and share some information with the world, and be the one to also explain the medication and be you know, put them in their proper place and get people really, really healed on a deeper level. Because if your mind is not aligned, there's no pill that will help your disease state. And you have to prepare to be healed. And so that's what I'm all about. That's my mission, to take people by the hand, step by step, individually, one-on-one, personalized, and really do some good where it works at healthcare. And one day all the physicians and the pharmacists and everybody are going to get on one accord and know that good health comes from the Creator, that we were all meant to shine in our health. And I pray to be in that room, but I had to do something. I just felt like there was a need and that I could fulfill it. And I'm going forth with it, Janine. There's no stopping. There's no turning back. Once you get in something, God opens doors and resources come. And, you know, I really couldn't open any doors anyway. But that is one of the reasons, and thanks for asking, that I thought it was time to do something. So I went back to school and became a wellness coach. I wanted to get some information on how to get some results, not just talk to people or talk at people, but get them to dig deeper about what's going on with them and to give them some action steps so that they can see the results that they want. And my clients, they seem to say, wow, you know, that was easy.
One of the things I thought was powerful, I heard you say at one of your events, you said, I don't know exactly what minerals, so I'm just going to give you an example of what you said. It may not be right. You said the reason why people have high blood pressure because they was missing this particular mineral, or they had this particular disease because this was vitamin D deficiency, things like that. Can you give us a little snippet of what you were talking about then?
Minerals. It's hot in the summer, and I don't know if you remember, we had like 40 days of 100 degrees weather, and we lost a lot of our seniors. And the reason that we lost a lot of our seniors is because they were mineral deficient. If they had to put just a little salt, maybe a little Gatorade, something in their water, they began to just drink water, 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 and they kind of flooded their own system, because if there are no minerals in the cells, they can't absorb the water. So when it's hot, you need to keep minerals in your body, potassium, sodium. And so what I meant was is that hypertension is like a calcium deficiency. All of the diseases in the body, there are 179 organs, but there are over 2,000 diseases. And all at the root of all of these diseases are at the root of all diseases, it's a deficiency in a mineral or vitamin. And so that's why you have to make sure every day that you take a good multivitamin. Liquid is preferable because people have different gastric issues and their absorption may be low. So these minerals, if they're liquid, they bypass the stomach and they go straight into your body. So when you start taking minerals, when you start taking a high-quality multivitamin, you'll notice that your blood pressure will go down. You will correct some of your blood sugar issues because you have the right stuff on board. And that's just the way it is. We were meant to have minerals and vitamins, and the soil is so depleted now. They're doing so much to the meat that we don't often get all the vitamins and minerals that we need. And so you have to take a supplement. But disease states are directly related to our nutrition. In our country today, Janine, we are dying from obesity and malnutrition at the same time. And so we wonder, how could that be? But our bodies are full of processed food, and we don't even know what they're doing to the poor cow. And the GMOs, the genetically modified food that they're making in the laboratory that should be grown out in our gardens is the reason for that. So they extract all of the minerals, and so our children are coming up today with type 2 diabetes that never started until the age 30. They're coming up with 6-7 years old type 2 diabetes. Young people are stroking out at age 20, and so there's a lot of work to do, but the best thing you can do when you start with your health is make sure you have the 91 minerals and vitamins in your body every day. Great question, Janine.
Yes.
So that's part of self-care and self-love is honoring the body. Do you think that the body, do you think the body has signs or give us, you know, like ideas of things that we need to eat and what
exactly
we need to do for the body? It does.
When you eat a meal and you feel sleepy, you better make sure you get your some blood work done. Because when you eat, you're supposed to feel energized. People eat, they feel bloated, they feel tired. Those are all GI issues going on. When you don't get enough water and you feel and you're dehydrated, you feel weak and you don't have any energy. Sometimes when you cough, people are always looking for a cough suppressant, but there may be something in your body that's trying to get out. The body talks to us. You'll have a headache. Those are all signs there's something going on. You may ache in your body. That's your body telling you that there's a lot of inflammation going on. And we eat a lot of food that lead to inflammation, high fatty foods. And so the body talks to us every day, Janine. When you sleep for 5 or 6, 7 hours a night, you should wake up refreshed and energized. You shouldn't wake up aching in your body, stiff, or running on Dunkin', needing that cup of coffee to get you going in the morning. Those are all signs that something's going on. Even brittle fingernails. Or if you have a lot of, I went to get my feet done yesterday, and the girl was talking to get a pedicure, and that hard skin that grows on your heels, that's a sign of a fatty acid, can be a sign of a fatty acid deficiency. So we need to get all of the vitamins and nutrients that we need every day, and the body will work like a charm. Give the body rest, proper rest. People are going 24/7. They never stop. They never stop and push off the stress button. They're high stress every day. They keep their body in work mode. They never shut it off. Rest is so important, and it will make a difference in your health. Also, your diet. And then moving the body. So there are three things that you need right there, Janine, that and the body will let you know, yes, I am really, really, really on board with you, and I'm happy when you give me enough water. Because what happens is if the kidneys need water, they'll get it from the liver. If the liver needs water, because they have to have what they need. And the body is crying out to us, give me what I need, and so that I can function properly. So the body, yes, it speaks to us in so many ways. It even speaks to us in allergies. People have a lot of food allergies, a lot of sinuses issues. Those are the body saying that something is not right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot to do, but they're simple things. They're like, you know, get on board with doing 4 or 5 things. And, you know, life becomes easy. So how you doing with the health? How you feeling these days? How you feeling after coming from D.C.? What's our game plan? I'm ready to get on board with some action.
Yes. You know, Warren Buffett was at the event last night, and he's 87 years old, and he was saying, 85 or 87, one of those numbers. But he was saying, you know, one of the other things that's important to self-love is doing what you love, is being passionate about what you love. What do you have to, being passionate about what you love doing yet? What do you have to say about that?
When somebody says to me, Janine, I've been praying for you. I've been looking for an answer. All that information was so helpful. And they come back and then they say, I did this based on talking to you or listening to you of what you had to say. That really made sense. I feel you. I understand. It's like chills in my body. It's like the best day, a home run for me. It is a great day when someone appreciates the information that I have to share because I love talking and empowering, especially women. So it's a sense of gratitude that's at such a deep level for me.
All right. Tell us how to get in contact with you, how to get a, be a part of the 21-day journey to loving ourselves, how to find you on Facebook.
Peggy Riggins, and then just give me a friend request, and I could shoot you the link on Facebook. Or, again, it's PeggyRigginsLeadPages.com.
All right. Let's see
and
if any questions.
Go to my website. You can get the book at www.PeggyRiggins.com. If you'd like to order the book, it's $15. It's on the website. And we'll ship it. It'll get shipped right out to you.
Yes,
another
yes.
Thing, before I left, I had a little note to mention. You know,
Peggy, can you speak up a little louder?
Oh, I'm sorry. There are just a lot of ways in the challenge that I'm going to share about pampering yourself. And so I just don't want your community to miss it. Simple ways to pamper yourself every day. That's such a way of giving love. And then I also wanted to mention that we go over, like, clearing the clutter. And that's a great way to find love and happiness in your life. So I pray that everybody jumps on the 21-day self-care challenge and join me as we start this self-care movement. There's never been a challenge like this on earth. I'm the first one, and I will toot my own horn on that and say I've worked very hard, and you're going to get some results. So join me.
All right, all right. All right, we're going to open up to take your questions, see if anybody got any questions, and then we're going to get out of here. Any questions, comments, concerns for you tuned in to the Love Journey, and we have Peggy Riggins, and she's an author of the book called She Heals. She's got a 21-day journey. You don't want to miss it. Sign up with Facebook, the challenge, and see how we're going to. It's going to be a love experience, I tell you. You don't want to miss this opportunity to focus in and put you on these next 21 days on your love experience of love's challenge. That's going to be June 21st. That's when it starts.
It's going to start Monday. That's the 21st, right? Yeah. It's going to get going Monday, but you can come on and join now. We're engaging and we're having conversation right now. So just jump in right now and you get started. So you can go right now after this call. I look for your Facebook request or either go to Peggy Riggins Lead Pages and click I'm ready to do the work. And let's get rocking and rolling.
All right. Did you create an event? No, I posted on the Love Journey.
Yeah, it's on there, and you can post it. I can send you something as well.
Okay, I'll post it.
Thank you so much. Love, goddess.
Yes, yes. All right, I think I heard somebody want to come in. Good morning. You're on the Love Journey.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, Peggy, this is Mama Joy. Jenny, thank you for having her on this morning. I picked up my book the other day. I said, okay, now I'm going to get started. I'm going to get started. I didn't know she was going to be on, but, you know, everything is in divine order, and God is so good. So this movement you've got is exactly what I needed. In fact, while you were talking, I got right up and went to my cabinet and got my vitamins, which I don't take every day. I said, I'm loving myself. So, you know, thank you for that motivation and reinforcement of the need of how to care and things that I can do. And, you know, as Lady Love was speaking and asking questions about, you know, how we care for our bodies and these things, and does it affect other parts of us? You know, I really believe that some of the mental things that we are incurring are faced with, you're talking about cluttering of your space, but cluttering of your mind, not being able to focus very well, is all a part of or a result of not taking care of our body. And so I feel there's a lot of us that have ADA and not really knowing it, the attention deficit, you know, disorder, which is not a negative thing. It's just what it is, but there's ways to correct it. Can you address that in terms of how some of these deficiencies, how they do impact upon our mental status.
One big one for me, and thanks for that. I just want to say you stopped me on the street and you wouldn't let me move until I found that book, so I thank you for your aggressiveness in getting that book. You was like, Peggy Riggins, I've been looking for you, so I thank you.
Oh, absolutely, because you were on, and I just want to let someone know how God did that, because I'd heard you on Claudette Sider Enterprise book club, and I said, yeah, I've got to get that book. But, you know, some of us, we just kind of slow about things, and again, we don't realize how easily distracted we are in this life and move away from things that are good for us. And so I was in a kind of a defunct, but I was in the restaurant, and you spoke to me so warmly and everything. I said, oh, yeah, okay. And as you got ready to leave, I just said quietly, I said, who is she? And she said, Peggy Riggins. I left with my pancake in my mouth. I said, oh, no. I got to get to her. No, I gave her my word. I said, no, she's got this challenge, and I got to get it. Yes. And thank you so very, very much. You're going to still sign it too, baby. But I was so happy you had an extra one in your car.
Yes. We are going to sit together, and I love that. You know, you made my day. I carried that so much. But I want to talk about the B vitamins, man. Those B vitamins, when you lack those B vitamins, man, you – stress is such a stressor these days. Stress is really killing us and taking us out. Worry, frustration, and those B vitamins are necessary to get that nervous system intact so that you can detect what you need to worry about and what you don't, and get real with what's going on with you, because stress is a killer, and it should be a disease state. And those B vitamins will kick in, and it will keep you, your nervous system working on top level, and you can make it and survive through the day. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of things going on, but we can't take all of those things in. We have to keep things on balance. So vitamins are very, very, very important. Vitamin D is important because we live in Chicago, and we don't get enough sunshine. And so vitamin D is so important. And then vitamin D increases our mood. You know anybody in Chicago that might need an attitude adjustment? So just throwing that in, that vitamin D, it does our mood. It's good for our bones and our structure. And so those are some of the vitamins that you just make sure you have. Of course, when you get all of them in, then you know you're on right track. But make sure you focus in on those, because those, I think, for women especially, are just vitamins that we need. And thanks for the question.
Thank you, love, for the answer. Thank you.
All right. You tuned in to The Love Journey. We have Peggy Riggins, the author of her book, 21 Days to Self-Love, Journey challenge that she got going on. You don't want to miss this opportunity to be a part of that challenge. And it's a good thing to really get in the habit of loving oneself. Good morning.
Yes, this is Claudette of Sider Enterprises Book Club. Peggy, thank you so much today for reminding me that it is possible to reinvent and grow to phenomenal heights in what you love doing. I just applaud you as an entrepreneurial coach. You know, I've seen you doing the markets, you're getting out to places, you're connecting with people, and you're doing it with us. So I just want to compliment you and thank you for being Peggy Riggins and sharing with us the possibility. We too are responsible for this life, and it can be a great life. Thank you.
I wanted to just thank you. You know, me and your company, we have history, because that was the first book club. So we made history that night. So I think you'll be in my talks as the first sister who invited me to a book club. The book club was full. I think we went about 45 minutes overtime, you said, from what was normal. And so that let me know, my sister, that this is possible. And sometimes we do stuff and we do a lot of work, but we don't know how it's going to be received. We don't know the benefits that we'll get. And on that night when you had me at your book club on that teleconference, it was confirmation to me that sisters were hungry for the information that I had and that I, yes, yes, could make a difference. So I thank you. So I have the date. I don't have it in my head now, but the date of my first book club interview, telesummit that you did, that conference, is in books, baby. It's in history. It is written. So thank you.
I just told you that you're going over it. I know that you're really involved with the faith community. And also, just me that word. I mean, it's just like we come, we start, but we're on peace, we're on chains, we're on walkers. And it don't make sense to me that we were in a house of healing, you know, this consciousness, and we're suffering. So I think as you, an individual that can see every woman, I'll put it like that, making the change and doing the things, they too can embrace that. It helps when you see someone you know doing it, and it makes you confident. Hey, I could do that too. So keep encouraging us, keep us strong and committed to, we have the power to change ourselves. Thank you.
All right. Janine, it's been my pleasure.
All right, it's been our pleasure to have you on the Love Journey as well. This is Peggy Riggins, and what is the one thing that you want to leave us with today?
Well, before Peggy, you leave, good morning, Peggy Riggins.
Good morning, Amir J. Otter Price III. I was starting to think my phone was going in crazy because I was like, she understood the stuff Claudette said. I said, wow, something wrong with my phone because I couldn't hardly understand nothing she said. Now you speaking. I said, maybe it ain't my phone. Maybe it was Claudette's phone.
No, it was Claudette's phone, and I understood it was Claudette. But, Peggy, I want to thank you again for the second time I'm hearing you has been a real blessing to hear that you're still committing your love to our community to tell us again that we can do better with intention of reaching a better way of living our lives with purpose by wanting to be better in our health. And your book again is on the forefront of doing that by you telling us with your heart that we can do better. And I just want to thank you. I was on that call for the book club with Claudette too, Ms. Riggins, and I just appreciate you for being here again in my life.
Well, thank you. Oh, wow. They're going to make me tear up a minute because when you hear words, you know that someone's speaking from their heart and you know when they're not. So I thank you, my brother, for that comment. But I wanted to leave the love journey with this. Wellness is a journey to be enjoyed. So wellness is a journey, mm-hmm. Love journey. And you have one life to live. But if you live it right, I really believe in my heart, to the fullest, to the healthiest potential, then once will be enough. Everyone is the author. I know I wrote a book, but everyone is the author of their own book of their life. Sadly enough, we the most common chapters we write are all about work and strife and struggle and depression and lack and drama. I'm going to be an ambassador for balance and wellness, urging everybody on this line to write lengthy chapters of health, prosperity, joy, self-love, self-respect to achieve a complete balance of wellness. I'm going to go to my grave giving information to people that God gave me, and it's not all what I learned in pharmacy school. It is a compassion that I've grown to have for my fellow man. God bless everybody again. Please invite me back again so you can keep up with my journey as I go into this mean world, places that I go. Sometimes I'm not well received. But also it makes up for all of that when I'm on a call with you. And I mean that from my heart. Thank you, Janine, what you do. Thank you for going to the White House. Thank you for being and showing up and just being a supporter of me, because we cannot become ourselves by ourselves. And so I thank the Love Journey for being a part of my struggle, a part of the answer that we must go to, and that we must live a life where our children will have healthier and better lives than us. And if we keep on the road we're going, definitely not going to happen. So I love you guys with all the love in my heart. Didn't earn the love, but I definitely appreciate it, and I can never pay the Love Journey back. Thank you, Claudette. Thank you, everybody who spoke and supported me. I love you all.
All right. If you haven't got your book, you want to go to the website and get your book today. You want to sign up for that challenge. You know, this is a powerful challenge. You don't know the effects that self-love will have on you until you really get intentional about loving yourself. You see, I thought self-love was just going to change the pain and situation I was in and teach me how to interact. And it did all of those things. But I promise you, loving me took me to heights and places that I can't even explain. It gave me more clarity and even a more powerful, intimate relationship with the universe. Self-love is so pertinent to one's life. You don't want to miss this opportunity to get in a habit, because self-love should be a lifestyle. See, it shouldn't be such a cliche thing and everybody's talking about it. It should be a way of life for all of us. It should be like waking up, brushing your teeth. Spiritual grooming, spiritual loving. That's why I do the work I do, because that's the one key that's missing. See, I believe that those Orlando shootings, the biggest part was self-hatred. And the self-hatred turned out 50 people lost their lives and 53 others got hurt because he didn't like himself. You say, why didn't he like himself? He couldn't accept the fact that he was living in the life that he was living. He had been frequenting that place. He was on a gay app. He had been going home with men. And now you wake up one day and decide to shoot up the place. A lot of self-hatred. And today, I want you to remind you to be a part of the solution, and part of that solution is self-love. So sign up for that challenge. Sign up and get your 21-day habit of learning to put yourself on your own to-do list, to remind yourself each day that I must honor my body, I must honor my mind, I must honor my heart and learn to be authentic. And that's what self-love does. It gives you the opportunity to be authentic, to say yes when you really do want to say yes, and say no when you know you need to say no, because saying no to somebody else is saying yes to you. So today, I ask you, give yourself to yourself before you give yourself away. That's Peggy Riggins. Don't forget to sign up, you all. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. Any more questions, comments, or concerns? Jackie, you ready to? We're going to get ready and do our Reverend Night. Peggy, I really appreciate you.
I'm here.
Thank you, Jackie.
I had to unmute myself.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't doubt you on here. All right, Peggy, thank you so much. We're getting ready to do our Reverend Ike affirmation, and we appreciate you, Peggy, because you rocked it out like you always do. All right, Jackie, I'm turning it over to you.
All right. Good God. Morning, family. Peace and blessings to everyone. Thank you so much, Peggy, for all the great information that you have given us. It's a lot, and it's beautiful information. Thank you so very much. Family, we're going to do what we do at this time as we close out in our love experience. We're going to close out with our Reverend Ike money affirmation. So, family, let's unmute our phones, and let's all do this together. On the count of three, it is found on our Love Journey Facebook page. You can find the affirmation. And we're going to do it with great emphasis. We're going to let our feelings feel it. Do it with feelings. How bad do you want this? Okay? So we're going to do this on the count of three. One, two, three. Let's do it. Money, I'm calling you into my life.
Money, I'm calling you into my life.
Money, I know you hear me.
Money, I know you hear me.
Oh, right here, right now, I'm telling you, money, you love me.
Money,
right here, right now, I'm telling you, money, you love me.
Yes, yes, yes. You are welcome in my hands, in my pockets, and in my life all the time.
You are welcome in my hands, in my pockets, and portfolios all the time.
All the time.
Yes, I open my heart and my mind to money in all forms. Woo!
I open my mind and my heart to money
all the time.
Yes. Banknotes.
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 Certificates of deposits.
Certificates of deposits.
Stocks and bonds.
Stocks
and bonds.
I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
I open my mind and heart to money through my loving and appreciative attitude.
Money serves me in divine right ways.
Money serves me in divine right ways.
Money is wonderful stuff, and I let it multiply in my life.
Yes, it
is. Money is wonderful stuff. So I let it multiply in my life.
Yes. Thank you, God, and me for money.
Thank you, God, and me for money.
Thank you. Money.
Yes, yes, yes. That's how we do this, y'all. Let's keep this affirmation in our forefront and just let it marinate all through your body. And whenever you, if you find it somewhere in your body where you're not feeling it, whoa, money! I know you hear me calling you. Call it out. Call it out. Call it out and feel it. I love you, family. Back to you, lady love. Namaste.
Namaste.
I love you, Jack.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Love you, Jackie.
Love you, Jack. Jack. Thank you for leading
us
in our affirmation from Reverend Ike. That is a Reverend Ike-ism, y'all. Yes, yes, yes. I want to remind you to don't forget to go to the Love Journey page and like us. And if you have not become a part of our following of our tweets, because I tweeted out some good stuff yesterday that President Obama said and Warren Buffett. Everybody knows who knows me know I love me some Warren Buffett. So to sit right there and right in front of him and hear him speak, I was in heaven. That's the first time I've ever been in the same room with Warren Buffett. Wow. I tell you, it was amazing. So don't forget to follow us on tweet. Go to your text message and then the phone number part, put 40404. And in the message box, put follow and hit the space bar and hit and then type in all one word, Love Journey and the number 2. Love Journey 2. That's the number 2. Follow Love Journey 2. Don't forget, follow us on our tweets. Like us on our Facebook page. Yes, yes, yes. Guess what? We're almost a month and a few days away from the sunrise service, our 8th annual sunrise service. Yes, yes, yes. We can use any support that you desire. Let me know how you want to support. Send your donations in. Go to paypal.com, put my email address, ingram_Janine@yahoo.com, and get your donation in for the sunrise service, 8th annual. And guess what? We're celebrating the sacred masculine. We're celebrating the men this year, y'all. We're going to do it. And guess what? We got an amazing lineup for the men's week. I got a guy. We got Michael Taylor going to talk about first day, manhood, fatherhood. What does that really look like? Then I got next day, salacious conversation with a guy. His name is Ben, and he's gonna talk to us about black men being a threat to black women. I cannot wait to hear his conversation because his article that he wrote was very interesting. So we're going to have a very salacious conversation. My whole point of bringing him on is that I can hope that we can have a better conversation with men and learn how to navigate between men and women, a more wholesome, loving conversation. And I hope that's what this will come from. I hope that conversation will bring healing to him, to the line, and to how we see men and how men see women, especially in the black community. Whew. And then we got a couple of the rest of the days. We got our male panel on Friday. So make sure you invite a friend and let them know. We're going to have a powerful, packed conversation with men next week. All right. Any more questions, comments, or concerns before we get out of here? All right. I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. You see, I want to remind you today to choose love. Love is a choice. And I want to remind you that dreams do come true. Just keep on. Just keep on. Dreams do come true. So don't just dream your God-sized dreams. Live them. Have fun, family. And I'm going to leave you with D-Train. Keep on. Because it's in the strength of your mind. right. Thank you. Have a good day.